Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. We're coming to you live from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm delighted to be joined by Francisco Javier Ramon Salguero, Head of Network Virtualization at Telefonica's Global CTO Office, and Antonio Elizondo, Chief of Network Virtualization Strategy and Technology at Telefonica. Welcome, guys. Welcome back to the program.
Glad to be here.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So why don't we just get started with you, Francisco? You have been on the program before talking about your topic of passion, open source Mano. And why don't you just tell me a little bit about yourself and how this has become such an important focus for you?
I'm glad that you mentioned that it's a topic of passion, because this kind of complex and require adaptation as you go, I mean, requires some degree of passion to make them work. OSM is the missing piece in the puzzle in order to get network virtualization fully deployable in an operator. And I think that what's happened since the last time that we talked is that there's been a tremendous evolution in the project. A lot of maturity has been achieved during this period, and actually in December of 2017 it was declared ready for production. So now the conversations in the project are going in a different orientation, not that related to enabling new functionality, but making it more appropriate to package it in a convenient manner, etc. So we are evolving from a purely technical approach of enabling cool stuff to making it stable as possible, as convenient as possible to consume. So these interesting times ahead.
Now, you are the chair of the industry effort developing the underlying technology for the space. Tell me a little bit about the open source Mano organization and how you're seeing engagement from the provider community as well as comm service providers themselves.
Yeah, well, we recently reached the number of 90 members. In the last weeks, it's been the incorporation of Korea Telecom, mm-hmm. also a couple of months ago, Amazon joining mm-hmm. the project, and makes up to 11 service providers of different categories there. I think that the most interesting part of composition of the project is not only the large amount of members, but also the composition. I mean, you have a number of providers of infrastructure, providers of OSS, providers of BNFs. That is really important here to take them into account in order to facilitate the work when they go to a commercial deployment. And of course, final consumers of that technology. I think that we have a nice balance of participation and getting a lot of traction. So quite happy about that.
Now, Antonio, obviously you're more focused on Telefonica's work to actually implement some of this technology internally. Tell me about where we're at with taking this from discussions with the industry on how open source Mano should work to actually implementing it on Telefonica networks.
Well, precisely, I'm involved in the network virtualization program of Telefonica that is called Unica, as many people know. And we have started deploying Unica in four different markets in last year, and we are expanding to the rest of Telefonica markets during this year. No? We have started to deploy the basic things that we need to have a production-ready environment, but one of the last pieces is precisely an advanced orchestration layer. What we are finding is that OSM has a very mature common information model, mature because thanks to a community with more than 90 different organizations that are playing there, we are counting on many casuistic, many different use cases, okay, both from the side of the service providers, because there are several of them, and also on the part of the industry. We are also finding in the own Mobile World Congress, we are having the opportunity to meet several vendors and even several service providers. No? And from the service provider side, there is also the perception that we need a common and general framework that makes easy to do the onboarding and to manage the life cycle of BNFs. And that's precisely one of the advantages or benefits that OSM has. No? And this is the reason why Telefonica is pushing the OSM project, and we expect to industrialize it and to include it within the Unica architecture.
Now, Javier mentioned that open source Mano is a key missing piece to the full virtualization of the network Tell me how Telefonica is approaching integration of that missing piece in terms of your broader objectives around network virtualization strategy and technology.
Basically, what we are finding is the different VNF vendors that we are deploying on top of Unica, they come with, let's say, different approaches to the onboarding, with the descriptors that are not easily to port. There are different understandings, there are different assumptions on different releases of OpenStack, for instance. And what we are finding is that OSMs provide an agnostic way of describing things. It's agnostic to usage underlying technologies, okay? And this makes possible that we are finding, no, a common way to deploy and to manage, no, complex and simple VNFs. So we are seeing in the lab how the usage of these OSM packages save us a lot of work.
Javier, as you look forward in your work with the 90 vendors that are engaged in this space, how does the influence of what the Telefonica teams are learning internally in the labs and other companies are learning in the labs influence the next generation of work jointly within the OSM community?
That's a key point, actually, in the community. How we drive the evolution and how we set the priorities. I mean, what we're doing is that once that we launch a release, we meet together and bring and collect all the proposals. What are the things that we would like to do better? What are the additional things that we would like to see happening? And after a process where we go through some common designs, we decide which ones will be the target for the next one, and the rest of them are kept as part of the backlog. So many of the technologies that even included related to public cloud in the previous release were related to that process. Things that were many improvements in the way that the system was managed were included. I mean, different roles in the organization that could be taking into account the separation per project, all that kind of stuff came from the usage that the own community made from the previous release, the things that we'd like to do in a more convenient way, and that's combined. And also, you have the obvious inputs related to new technologies that are emerging. If you have a different type of infrastructure that you need to interact, OSM is quite open to interact and to operate with as many type of infrastructure as possible. You need to take it into account in each of those processes. You have also some type of feedback related to the modeling that Antonio has mentioned. This is key. I mean, you have new type of applications, new types of VNFs, and some of them have different requirements that you are not even considering in your model, and you need to incorporate them. But it's not a matter of saying, look, I'll create a new field here. It's that you need to enable everything end-to-end from the top of the stack to the bottom, to the final bit in the infrastructure. So that means that you need to make a prioritization in the community in order to say, we either enable it end-to-end in the release or we wait for a better moment. And that is the process that we've gone through. And actually, we have a meeting in the middle of the release cycle. We have the next release after all that process has gone, all the prioritization, all the designs, and hopefully we'll have a nice release 4.
So you've talked a little bit about the maturity of the model and the fact that you've achieved an agnostic model. Tell me a little bit more about that in terms of why an agnostic model is important as you roll this out across providers and really deliver an open solution?
Well, one of the reasons is because there are different virtualization environments, no, that we are interested in being able to support. That obviously depends on every single service provider, that each one have their own plans. No, in the case of Telefonica, what we do have is the interest, because we have enterprise customers that they are interested on that. We provide services that connect also to public clouds, like it could be Amazon Web Services or many others. Okay, so we need to be able to support that sort of environments. We also have deployed in our internal IT applications in environments like VMware ones. So we're interested in being able to support all of this. The assumption is that much of the NFV workloads will go into OpenStack. But when you delve into details, you see that there are different releases of OpenStack, that there are different suppliers of OpenStack that optimize the deployments, for instance, with real time, or let's say for intensive data plane traffic. So at the end, you realize that there is a rich variety of environments that you may be interested in supporting. Okay, so OSM having an agnostic model to all of that allows you to have an, let's say, a stable descriptor for the VNFs, but that can be easily adapted thanks to a plugin model to the different environments.
Javier, where can folks go to find out more about OpenMano, maybe get involved and find out about the next release that's coming?
OSN.etsy.org, where they can find all the information of how to interact with the system or the latest release, plus also a large set of tutorials that have been developed and recorded. And then the second source is that the Hackfest that we organize relatively often, and some of them are co-located with the OSM events or some Etsy events. The next one is co-located with the Layer 1 to 3 event in Madrid, the Zero Touch Carrier Automation. It's hosted by Intel.
Nice.
So that's a nice opportunity to interact successfully and get the most from an OSM system.
Incredible progress, guys. Well, thank you so much for being here today. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Javier and Antonio, we'd love to have you back on the program in the future.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.